The sacrament of baptism will now commence. Please be seated. Since a person is born of his parents into natural life and not into spiritual life, by inheritance he blinds into evils of every kind, she must be born again that she may enter into the kingdom of God. And since this new birth or regeneration is represented in the waters of baptism, you have come forward that this child may be baptized and thus enter according to order into the church of the Lord on earth. Hear now the word of the Lord, as it is written in the sacred scripture and in the heavenly doctrine of the New Jerusalem. Then they brought young children to him, that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked them who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as if a little child will by no means enter into it." And so he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. And Jesus answered, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." Little children are introduced by baptism into the Christian heaven, and angels are there assigned to them to take care of them, by whom they are kept in a state of receiving faith in the Lord. And as they grow up and come into their own right and in their own reason, the guardian angels leave them, and they associate to themselves such spirits as make one with their life and faith. The two sacraments, baptism and the Holy Supper, act as two gates to eternal life. Baptism, which is the first gate, admits and introduces every Christian into what the Church teaches from the Word and the other life. All such teachings are means for preparing them and leading them to heaven. The second gate is the Holy Supper. It admits and introduces into heaven all who have allowed themselves to be prepared and led by the Lord. No other universal gates exist. An atmosphere of innocence also flows into the souls of parents and joins itself with the same sphere in the little children, being insinuated principally by means of touch. The innocence of the Lord flows into angels of the third heaven, where all are in the innocence of wisdom. It passes on through the lower heavens, but only through the innocent affections of angels there. And so it descends directly and indirectly into little children. From these and other teachings in the Word, it may be seen that all who are baptized are to be initiated into the knowledge and belief that the Lord Jesus Christ is the one God of heaven and earth, that he has come again in the heavenly doctrine of the New Jerusalem, and that we are to be conjoined with him by life according to the truth of his word. Justin, Anwin, you have brought this child into the presence of the Lord that she may be baptized with water and the Holy Spirit and fire. By this act, you enter into a solemn covenant with the Lord. Now, therefore, let me ask, do you for yourselves and this child believe that God is one, in whom is the divine Trinity, and that the Lord God, Savior, Jesus Christ, is that one? Do you for yourselves and for this child believe that evil should not be done, because they are of the devil and from the devil, and that good should be done because they are of God and from God? Do you therefore wish this child to be baptized into the new church, and thereby associated with the new heaven? Do you desire that this child be baptized into the name of the Lord God, Jesus Christ? Let us pray. O merciful Lord, help this child to grow in the knowledge and strength of thy word. Send thine angels to protect her, that she may remember that thou art always near, and that she may be kept from the evil way and learn to do what is good. Lead the parents of this child in the ways of wisdom and love, so that in their guidance of her, they may prepare her for a life of use, here on earth and forever in thy kingdom. Amen. Please rise. Please be seated. Child, by baptism, is now enrolled and numbered in heaven according to those who in heart receive the Lord in his second coming. In the divine providence of the Lord, she was born into the world, and she is committed to your care, that by life in this world she may be prepared for life in heaven. Therefore, lead this child to acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ as her God and Father. Teach her the Lord's Prayer, that she may be introduced into worship of the Lord. Teach her the Ten Commandments, that she may learn to shun evils and sins. Instruct her in the sacraments of the Holy Supper and of baptism. Instruct her in the Holy Scriptures and Heavenly Doctrine in the New Jerusalem, that she may be prepared for regeneration. In this way, you will promote her happiness and joy in this life, and joy and eternal welfare in the world to come. May the Lord keep your going out and your coming forth, this time forth and even forevermore.